Officials have received two reports of individuals contracting West Nile virus so far this summer. West Nile Program Manager Michelle Feist says that number may be a bit misleading.
We know not everyone's going in and getting tested, too, when they do have West Nile. So, you know, we have two cases that have been reported, but there's probably others out there.
West Nile was first detected in North Dakota in August 2002, with 17 cases of West Nile reported. Feist says 2003 and 2007 were also years with high West Nile activity. She says there's no clear reason why the numbers go through these peaks and valleys, but there is speculation over one possible explanation.
People that are probably immune. They've been exposed. 80% of the people who are bitten by an infected mosquito with West Nile don't show symptoms, you know, and the thought is you're going to have lifelong immunity to that.
Feist says unless you were tested, there's no way to know for certain if you've had West Nile. She says the state is currently transitioning from the current nuisance-type mosquito to the more aggressive and West Nile-carrying Culex tarsalis mosquito. Feist says that means you should still be wearing protective clothing or repellent containing DEET to make sure you're not being bitten and running the chance of contracting West Nile virus. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.